Are there things that we make for ourselves into gods? Not statues, but whether it's our career, the idea of a perfect family with no conflict, which is, you know, just doesn't make sense because conflict in family, you know, causes us to work it out and we grow in Christ. Is it money? Is it our property? Is it our, you know, our position at work, a promotion that we want? What is it? Is it a degree that we want? What is it that we want that if the world or if sickness, is it our health? If taken from us, we will feel as if you've taken my God. My God, so for me, maybe it's my ministry, right? When I went on sabbatical, that was a wrecking ball for me, not in a Miley Cyrus type of way, but it was like coming into my heart and saying, Hanley, you know, you it's so hard for you to be away from FCBC. You know, you keep reading the emails, you keep reading the staff meetings, you keep reading the building stuff, you can't wait to get back. Like, can't you just step away? Like, my identity is so tied into FCBC 1 because this is everything that I know. That I can see that if I don't learn to take sabbaticals, if I stay here long enough, God keeps me here, and if I stay qualified, which is my prayer, and God says, okay, it's time for you to retire, after decades, I'll just turn into retirement depressed. Like, what do I do? There's no more FCBC. My whole identity is gone. Lord, my God, my church that I worship at and serve at, and my ministry, which I've made, you've taken from me. Now I'm depressed. See, you can have good things like ministry. You make it into an idol, God takes it from you. What happens? What if I lose my voice? Car accident or something. I can't preach anymore. What's my value then? What is it for you? That's the irony of stolen religion, is that a religion that can be taken from you is no true religion, because that religion is more powerful than you.